Just do it!
You'd be such a bad test case for the human race.
I'm no intelligent life form.
Time to get that fun feeling with Nick.
Hey, Riddlers.
Jess.
I can break you.
And Ducko.
Strap yourselves in. You're in my town now, baby.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
What's a 69er?
What time is it?
Showtime.
Ooh.
Yes. Close to Ducko, you're getting better at that.
I'm trying to preempt it and do it as close as early as I can, guys.
Ah, good morning, team.
Still at home in ISO, Ducko.
Still in isolation. What day is it? I don't even know how long I've been in here for. My journey of self-discovery, guys. You know, I'm seeing the house in new ways.
I do appreciate you've either moved locations.
I've moved.
We do have the joy of Skype.
I've got family,
so we can see each other. And my big complaint the past 2 days was that Ducko was sitting in front of a plain white wall, which looked very, very sad. Yeah. And now we appear to have some decorations in the background.
I've moved into the man cave. I've got a surfboard in the background. I've got my Rowing Australia photo where we won the silver medal.
Very good. See a little surfboard.
Yeah, I've got my Queensland Origin jersey here as well.
Back to the white wall.
That got a bit of love online yesterday when I posted the Origin jersey. Yeah. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah,
no. I'm in my own.
As you think you share on this radio show, there are still some people who never heard you say XYZ.
Yeah.
So then they see a picture and they go, what the shit is this?
Yeah.
You go, I talk about this all the time.
And a few people are like, I just lost respect for you. I was like, oh, come on. Kalen Ponga plays for the Knights and Queensland. I'm like Kalen Ponga. And they're like, touche, sir.
you really got a touche after saying that?
No, you compare yourself to a man who came runner-up in the Dally M at the age of 19, I think.
Yep, it still stands. still in lockdown. I got the official call yesterday, so I'll be here locked in until the 9th. Got to get another 2 tests, do
Very
all that
good.
Stuff. So, you know, Easter's going to be fun. Everything's going to be fun.
Who needs Sunday lunch on Easter? All you need is yourself and a good Cadbury creme egg.
Yeah.
It's harder because Newcastle's operating, if not more than, more normal than usual with lockout laws being eased and
all that
sort of gear. There's D-floors now. Everyone's loving it. They're coming to a good vibe for the long weekend. And I'm just like,
Don't focus on that, Dal.
Picture the Easter Bunny rocking up to your house and using a 1.5-meter selfie stick to drop some eggs over your fence.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, should we go chuck eggs over his back fence and he can have a little Easter hunt on his own with
Pandemic
Camp?
That'd be great. Right.
Yeah, actually keep the dog inside. Chocolate not good for dogs. So you're going to have to do it on your own.
Yeah, let's
Should
do it in
them.
The middle of the 30-degree day that
That's
we're getting over the weekend.
That's a great idea, yeah.
Are we getting a 30-degree day? Oh, don't tell me that. You know what?
That was
you
a 7-day forecast. I don't know if it's changed.
The WSL tour's on. Kelly Slater's down the road. The tour's here. The waves are good. I can't even surf. It's just been a nightmare.
I was really looking forward to going down. Actually, I don't know why I'm saying looking forward to. I can go down. Sorry, that's so mean to you.
You're in it too.
There's an Italian surfer who grew up in Rome.
Yeah.
I'm always so curious about people who become pros at their sport when they live in landlocked, specifically surfing example here. Rome, there's no ocean in Rome.
No.
Where
is he
learning
to surf? Wave some waves at him.
Yes, I'm very looking forward to seeing him do his thing.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
It's going to be a cracker weekend in Newey this weekend. And guys, today's practically a Friday. So we do have our caller of the week, our call of fame on today, where we're giving them, what is it, 7 nights tickets?
You and 7 mates, 8
Jeez.
Tickets, and your whole crew gets a jersey as well. And this is no April Fool's Day joke.
No.
This will happen before 9 a.m. It's all thanks to New South Wales Mining, celebrating all the good things mining brings to Newcastle. Today's your last chance to get involved in the program and go into the draw to win that.
And I hope you're all on edge today, guys, for April Fool's.
Oh, yeah. You know. What's the kill man got in his bag of tricks?
Oh, what Nicky Stitchy is happening today, eh?
Did you ever tell you a couple of years ago, Ducko, Nick had just bought his new Corolla? His new second-hand Corolla.
Oh, yes, you did tell me this, and you pretended you hit it.
And I came in and literally cried to him, saying, I've smashed your car, I'm so sorry, you know I'm a bad parker. Photoshopped an image. Say for fools. What a
great stitch up.
He couldn't have been nicer about it because I went way too hard with the crying. He's like, calm down, it's okay. You know, I don't care about cars. It's all right, don't worry about it. I went, damn, I don't know what reaction I wanted from you, but you're being really sweet and lovely. This is just a fight. Yeah.